Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal's everywhere. Well, Sal's at minicamp. Sal's at your golf. Yeah, I saw Sal. I saw him at T-ball.
Wait a minute. The thing you were at for why you couldn't golf, yep. Sal was at, but he also golfed?
Apparently. No one's able to do more things at one time than Sal. He's the man of all trades.
He might just own a helicopter and we don't know it.
Get to the chopper!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Covering OTAs. Hosting the Extra Point Show here and there, Mr. Sal Capaccio joins us in the Western Hotline to recap a day where we heard from the offensive and defensive coordinator at Bills OTAs yesterday. Hey, Sal, good morning.
Good morning, and I just got through a little early morning golf with our buddy Bulldog,
this guy.
Who, by the way, I can only play 9 holes. I said, hey, I can join you if I could play 9, and he was on fire the first 4 holes. I'm sure he will tell you all about it, so you know.
We learned yesterday,
he's got a new putter.
He plays well only when he doesn't play with Jeremy.
Yeah, I've got a theory on that. It's a working theory, but was he putting the lights out?
To start, yeah, and with the new putter, he was. The first 2 or 3 holes were great putts, yeah, for sure. So I think he was like even or 1 under first 4 holes, and then he still played really well. We played 9, and then but he played well for sure.
All right, the 5th hole there is a tough one. It's a long 4. Anyway,
no, we weren't there. We were at Lancaster.
No, I know, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about Lancaster.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you were thinking about Delaware.
Yeah,
sorry.
One goes up. 2, 3, 4 is the par 3, and 5 is a long par 4. I mean, you're hitting club into the second approach. Anyway, Sal, hey. So we heard from the coordinators yesterday. I want to start with Bobby Babbage. We spent a lot of time this morning on Joe Brady, and we'll get to that maybe at the end. But, you know, Bobby Babbage, his second year calling plays for this defense, and, you know, the amount of turnover on that side of the ball, he's the one of the two that's had big changes really come his way. So what'd you take away from Babbage in the way that they're preparing this defense and how it might be different this year?
Yeah, actually, he said, you know, every year you obviously have to have some adjustments. He felt last year, one area they can get better is the way he put it was to be a little bit more consistent in their weekly approach. Now, I think you could take that a lot of different ways. To me, that might have meant like, okay, on a week-to-week basis, like we got to stay consistent to what our core values are, what we do. Maybe we got a little out of character a few times last year. He didn't say that's why I'm interpreting it, right? He didn't give us the exact details of that, but that's what I thought was interesting. And then when it comes to the new pieces and fitting them in, he's like, look, this is my job. We adjust. We adjust through the season. We adjust now. You're always adjusting. You're figuring it out as you go. And, you know, specifically a guy like Joey Bosa, who's not there right now. They have a plan for Joey Bosa, but right now he's not playing. And he said, hey, when Joey Bosa's available, he's available. But in the meantime, we don't flinch. That's what he said. We don't flinch. So, you know, you get the sense of, hey, you go forward with what you have, and you make the adjustments. But at the same time, I think there's some core principle values that they want to stay true to as a defense here.
And when it comes to Babich's identity in the defense, Sal, what we saw in year one looked similar, right, to what you would come accustomed to in a Sean McDermott defense when he was calling plays, or even before that with Leslie Frazier, but some differences. And then, I don't know, how would you expect the defense to look different on the overall with the personnel changes and then with Babich going into year two?
You know, it remains to be seen, Joe, but I think there's been a lot of talk, and I don't disagree, and I want to see, do they play a little bit more man-to-man? Are they a little bit more aggressive on the outside when it comes to that? They drafted Max Hairston, obviously, who has this elite speed, and he's really twitchy, right? Does that allow them to maybe take some more risks and play a little bit more aggressive on the outside, man-to-man? You know, you can get burned that way, but you can also create big plays. They had a lot of takeaways last year. It wasn't because they were, you know, sticky man-to-man defense takeaways. You know, they just were very opportunistic. They did a great job of, you know, punching the ball out at times and just being rallying to the football when it does come loose and guys being there. So I do wonder if that's the case. Now, Mike Pellegrino joins the staff. One thing that he said about Mike Pellegrino, he came from New England. Mike Pellegrino was the defensive backs coach there, nickel coach for the Bills. And he said the one thing that always stood out about Patriots defensive backs is how competitive they were all the time. And they're always trying to, you know, do things to kind of, you know, make sure that they're aggressive and whatever, in your face or however you want to put it. But that stood out to me. So is that what they're going to be a little bit more this year, of a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more in your face, outside, man-to-man? Those are things that I'll be watching for.
Sal Capaccio joining us on the Western Hotline, recapping another day of Bills OTAs as we are in June football prep, gearing up for training camp, which is about, you know, like 7 weeks away before we get off the training camp. Hairston, Sal, the reviews on him, it was interesting hearing Tre'Davious White talk about, you know, his feeling like being a veteran for a young guy. He was remembering his time doing it. It wasn't exactly the same positional players, but just, you know, guys that kind of look to younger players and look how they can make a difference. And it sounds like Trey White is going to be someone to do that.
Yeah, and I think back to when Vince Carter was at camp last week at OTAs, and him talking about this from his own perspective of this great NBA player who played a long time in the league. And, you know, he talked about when you're older, you know, how that's such a responsibility to be able to do that, because you're all trying to win. And yeah, sure, like, you're competitive. Tre'Davious White is trying to win a job, but he's trying to win it at the same time he's trying to be a good mentor and a good, you know, leader for Max Hairston and the rest of the younger DBs. It's no different than what we talk about quarterbacks a lot of times. There's been a lot of talk lately in Cleveland with Joe Flacco with this, right? And how Joe Flacco is approaching his job. And, you know, you try to be the ultimate teammate, but at the same time, you have your own job that you're trying to fulfill. And Tre'Davious White said when he came in, he had Lorenzo Alexander, he had Kyle Williams, he had Micah Hyde, he had Jordan Poyer to lean on. Now, those guys are a little bit younger, but the veterans especially, those are the guys that he really leaned on. And, you know, he said he needs to be there for Max Hairston in the same way, and he wants to do that because, listen, I mean, I think Tre'Davious White has understood, and it really stood out to me, guys, when he spoke to the media a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, I guess, after he signed, he said he gained such a perspective of after the injuries, and he never knew that would be his last time playing with Mike and Jordan. And then he had the injuries, and he basically, you know, had to kind of understand, you know, where he is in the timeline of his career and what it means. And I think that everybody kind of gains that perspective as they get older, and I think that's why he's taking the approach with Max Hairston and the younger guys that he is.
He also talked yesterday, Sal, about Deion Walker, the Bills' fourth-round pick. What did he say about Walker in terms of what he likes? And then also, is there any talk at all about him being managed, limited? I mean, there was that back injury, but I don't know that I've seen anything about him other than being a full go, but you tell me.
No, I've not seen him anything other than what everybody else is doing. We do not get actual participation reports during OTAs. They don't tell us limited or full. But I can tell you this. He's wearing a white jersey like the rest of the defense. He's not wearing red. Taron Johnson recovering from a surgery. He's wearing red, but he's doing everything. You know, Deion Walker's out there with everybody else wearing a white jersey, going through all the drills. I posted a video yesterday of all the defensive linemen who are there going through a pass rush drill, and they're hitting their hands, they're running around, they're going through the drill, and you could see right there, like, how big this man is and how he moves for a big man. In fact, some people even commented on my video of, wow, look at, you know, Deion Walker and how big that he is and moves that well. And in fact, that's what Bobby Babich said about him when he spoke. he said he's just like you shouldn't be able to move the way he can move for a big guy like that.
Sal Capaccio with us on the West Hur Hotline. Sal, what about on the offensive side of the ball, hearing from Joe Brady yesterday and what maybe your biggest takeaway was from him? I was interested about his comments about Coleman and Shakir when talking about versatility of the positions. And it almost sounded like when he got asked about Coleman in the slot, Sal, that it sounded like any time that would happen, Babich kind of spoke to maybe that'd be more because he's trying to move Shakir around rather than, you know, like, I think this is what we should do with Coleman. You know what I mean?
I do. I didn't. I'll have to listen for that. I didn't take it from that specifically, but he did not dismiss it, right? And he did talk about the versatility of both of them. And maybe that's the case, Joe. I think more than anything, and this goes back, we know this just from Joe Brady the last year and a half, you know, of him being the offensive coordinator of the Bills. They just believe that, you know, they don't have assignments for wide receivers and positions. They're not, you're X, you're outside, you're in the slot. They don't do that. What they do is they just, you have to know everything. And you got to be able to play everywhere. And that's what their plan is. So when you go into a game, you can say, you know what? This is a really good matchup where maybe we can use Keon Coleman a little bit more in the slot. Now, yeah, coming with that is, remember last year we talked about, did they want to put that on his plate as much? Well, he's a year in the system now. He knows a little bit more. Maybe you're more comfortable with putting that on his plate now. So he is, Joe Brady is very much of the mindset of, everybody has to be able to play everywhere on this offense. You might be outside one game or one play. You might be inside more one game or one play. And they're going to have to figure that out. We know Khalil Shakir has that versatility. He's not the biggest guy. He's not the fastest. But he still works pretty well on the outside. And, of course, he can work in the slot as well. So, yeah, I get the sense that – and, of course, at this time of year, he's also not going to give you the goods, right, what the plan is for what they're going to do with Keon Coleman. They're not going to do that at this time of the year either. But I get the sense we could possibly see Keon Coleman a little bit in the slot. But it might be a work where let's see what happens early on, training camp, and see how it fits for him. If not, you know, we'll kind of stick with him being on the outside.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline on Bills OTAs. So the schedule going forward here, Sal, wrapping this up and then to mandatory minicamp.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, so the team had OTAs Monday and Tuesday yesterday. One media day, that was yesterday. They're off today from being on the field. Tomorrow they'll be back on the field. That's their final OTA, voluntary. Next week is mandatory minicamp. That's when we'll be ratcheting up. Is Trey White there? Is James Cook there? And, you know, we're going to be paying attention to that. We're going to be out there every day. The media only gets one day of OTAs each week, but we get each day of mandatory minicamp. So we'll see who's out there and who's not. And obviously Josh isn't there, wasn't there yesterday. Pretty understandable. He got married in California over the weekend. Some of the guys, though, if you see the social media pictures floating around, there weren't a lot of them. They kept a lot of things under wraps. But you could see that Deion Dawkins, Spencer Brown, I believe I saw a little bit of Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox. They looked like they were there at the wedding, and they were also at the OTA yesterday. Although I will say, Spencer Brown did not participate yesterday. He was in, you know, without a helmet and on the sideline. DeMar Hamlin did not participate yesterday. He was with a helmet on the sideline. And Cam Lewis wasn't there at all yesterday, along with James Cook. Joey Bosa, obviously, we know that, you know, he's injured. He's not participating.
All right. Good.
Gabe Davis was also at that wedding.
Uh-huh.
He was. And today, Gabe is apparently visiting the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, but very quickly on that, we had talked about him with you the day he got released and maybe even for a couple of days. At this point, there is zero belief, right, that he's in play for the Bills or expectation from you that's coming?
I would say, you know, pretty low. I don't know if zero, but pretty low, right? I mean, you never know at any point that could happen. But yeah, Joe, I would say it's not happening right now. I think the only way it would happen is if maybe the Bills, there's an injury or something like that. You know, Gabe is still out there at some point later in the offseason, and they say, you know what, he can come in for a really minimum deal of some sort. I think there's offset language anyway for his deal. But yes, I think to basically answer your question, it's pretty minimal to nothing chance right now.
Very good. Thanks, Sal. Thank you. We're good. All I was going to say was about James Cook, you know, ratcheting up the James Cook watch. Even if he is there, that watch is ratcheted up because does he speak on it? What does he say about it? How well is he able to, you know, tamp it down? Whatever. Like, it could be I'm here, I'm not happy. It could be a lot of different things. So next week will be interesting.
Yeah, and does he even do drills? Like, we've seen these hold ins, right?
Yeah.
Not hold outs.
Maybe right.
You show up, you're not fined, and then you don't do anything. So, you know, that's all, 6 days from now, and that'll be kind of the thing that we'll be watching the most for next week.
Very good. Thanks, Sal.
You got it.
All right, Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline on Bills OTAs. Bulldog putting the lights out.
The new putter.
My theory is he plays like trash when I play with him.
Right.
It's my new, it's not always been the case, but this year, Owen, we play weekly I feel like I am Bulldog's cooler.
Let me ask, what's your dad's pace normally as a golfer?
Pace as in,
like, if it's just you and him, how fast of a player is he?
Oh, pretty quick.
Okay.
He doesn't like to weigh too much. I know where you're going with that.
What I was going to say is, I'm a fast golfer, so when I play with Jeremy, doesn't bother me whatsoever.
Yeah,
don't even think
here.
About it. But if you, I have some friends who are the slowest golfers you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I just, in my head, them playing with you, it would throw them off.
Okay. Because I do play fast.
You play fast, and I think you would almost, not pressure isn't the right word, but maybe a little bit on a really slow golfer to, like, I can't take forever here because look how quick Jeremy's playing, and that could throw off someone else's pace.
Not.
But he's a quick golfer.
I don't think that is a factor in the least bit.
That theory is dispelled then.
Jeremy, it's not just you. I play with him more than anybody.
And he plays bad with you?
It's like 75, 85, 75, 85, 75, 85. Like,
okay, just bouncing back and forth.
All
These are Delaware scores.
Yes. So, grain of salt, everyone.
But all right.
He has been very hot and cold this year. He's working out. He is grinding.
Hills and valleys.
Yeah.
Do you slow your pace down if you're with slower golfers?
You mean like my own individual shot?
Yeah. Will you play slower if you're playing with somebody that you know this is a slow golfer?
Not really.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we're walking, we got four people walking, I feel like you just walk to your ball and hit it, and we'll all meet on the green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm not, one to I'll socialize on the tee and walk into the next tee, but the fairway is not really the place to have big conversations.
Yeah.
I feel this way about the sim, too.
You're quick on the greens, too, I'm
quick. That's, you know why?
Because you're not taking
that is where
30 seconds to line up the putt and then a couple of practice swings. One person's putting process could be anywhere from what? Like 30 seconds to 45 seconds. Yours is like 10-15 seconds.
It's jarring. There's times where I'm like lining up my putt and I'll look up and you're already done, like you've already putted, and I'm like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
I thought I was going first. He's already done.
The practice swing thing though is something that I've done too, because
eliminating practice swings on the green.
At least on the green, because don't they say you'll never whatever your practice stroke is, it's like almost never what your actual stroke's going to be anyway.
I've never done the practice putt stroke thing.
Yeah. No, I know I know that I do play fast. I always just feel like we're out here to play golf, and if we play fast, people behind us will play fast. We'll just play around a golf. Like, let's move. Yeah. You don't need to be Patrick Cantlay out there and shoot 17 over. Not that he shoots that, but like he's the slowest guy ever.
Oh, yeah.
And like he's a pro, so there's a little bit of wiggle room for somebody that's good. For us.
Well, I mean, he's caused controversy with that even himself.
Right.
On the tour. So.
Right. Yeah, I play fast. I play fast.
I don't even notice it that much that you play that fast other than on the green. Yeah. I never really notice or think
well,
like,
that's
wow,
probably
a
flaw to my game where I should actually take putting seriously.
I have recently done that, and it has shaved many strokes off my game. So, you know,
I need one of these fancy new putters. You know?
When's the U.S. Open? Next week?
Father's Day, next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
All right.
It's at Oakmont.
Love that.
Yeah. I was checking out the flyby of Oakmont on the sim. I mean, it's nice out. You can play outside today, but, you know, evening round. Oakmont, it's looks like an ideal simulator course, and by that I mean not a lot of trees. It's wide.
Yeah.
It's almost like a Lynx course. Wide open.
That's what you want on a simulator.
On a simulator, you don't want trees.
They're not built for the trees.
That's right. You don't want to go into jail.
Sometimes you're in a tree and the ball just like you can't get it out. You're trapped. Ugh. Or you don't like you'll be lining up a shot and you won't know if the tree is actually in front of you or not.
Yeah.
Which makes it really tough because you could hit it and then like the ball doesn't go anywhere.
Like look at Oakmont.
Oh my God!
It's a field.
It looks so visually intimidating, but it's such
open.
A different way than like those tight courses.
Some of the reports on like Oakmont's score, it's going to be nasty
next week.
So nasty,
like plus score for the winner,
plus wins, and you miss the rough. A rough is a stroke penalty. You're going to be punching out of the rough, unless you know where the gallery like mats it down, but. I guarantee you, Oakmont is going to be the players get mad at the course kind of event. It's right now a week out being sold as Rory said he triple bogeyed a hole that he hit three good shots on.
Wow.
So
over under on Bryson freakouts on the course.
Oh my God. I mean, 15
could get one.
At least. Awesome. Well, there hasn't been a plus score winner at the U.S. Open since Koepka in 2018. So it's been 7 years.
Where is that? Kiowa?
Shinnecock.
Shinnecock is, I feel like it's always a plus score there.
And then before that, you got to go back to Justin Rose in 2013 and Webb Simpson in 2012, who both won with plus scores at Merion and then Olympic Club.
Okay.
It's been recently 6-under, 10-under, 6-under. I mean, 6-under for a golf tournament being the winning score is pretty low, but... I guess it has been a few years since it's been like, man, nobody can do anything. I mean, when Mickelson put that ball in the tent at Wingfoot, he was like, he had the lead, but wasn't he like 3 over going into that final hole or 4 over? Like, he was definitely in plus scores.
Yeah. Excited for it. U.S. Open on the way next week. Next week this time there'll be practice rounds at Oakmont, and you'll hear all about how The website I found calls it the grassy guillotine.
Ooh.
Oakmont, the grassy guillotine.
I like that.
Good name for a course. 803-0550, we'll get a call in if you want to follow up on anything you heard from Sal. You can do that, and we'll, you know, continue hanging out here. Mid-June, high 85 today. Beautiful, beautiful day on the way, and some rain rolling in the next couple days, but temperatures staying, you know, nice. So get outside, enjoy it. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.